Olbermann triggered by Marlowe, throws Twitter tantrum, attacks defenseless Andrew Breitbart. By Hannah Blow on June 11, 2021. Former ESPN commenter and ex-MSNBC host Keith Olbermann was demonstratively triggered by revelations made in Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe's best-selling book Breaking the News, exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption. Particularly the exposé's central revelations revealing the anti-American nature of the corporate press and their affection for the Chinese Communist Party, attacking the late Andrew Breitbart. Corporate media isn't just anti-conservative, they're anti-American. They enjoy America's freedom of press while kowtowing to China's CCP politics. My book Breaking the News reveals this commie cash grab, Marlowe wrote on social media on Thursday, thanking radio host Glenn Beck for having him on his program this week. Olbermann, however, was clearly disturbed by the author's tweet of gratitude, though he was unable to debunk any of Marlowe's assertions, devolving into a sequence of uninventive name-calling and baselessly smearing the late Andrew Breitbart. A. You're a moron. B. Breitbart was a drunken moron. C. Breitbart is a dead drunken moron, he wrote. In an interview on the Glenn Beck program, published this week, Marlowe discussed one of the central tenets of his New York Times bestseller, the corporate media's corruption and conflicts of interest related to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Barack Obama said yesterday that it's the right-wing media just doing it for ratings and money, Beck said. It's much more insidious than that when it comes to the left, and these giant corporations. They're selling their country out to be able to have China. It's throughout the establishment press. The ABC and NBC examples are the clearest, because they've got such big entertainment interests in China, Marlowe explained. Let's say they did do it. Deep dive on the origins of the coronavirus and it turned out that maybe China was the bad guy after all. It wasn't Donald Trump was the bad guy, well then maybe the country will put pressure on China and maybe the corporations won't be able to pat their bottom lines with all that sweet, sweet commie cash. But even outlets that don't have huge interests in China. The Atlantic magazine, for example, is owned by a lady named Lauren Powell Jobs, Steve Jobs' widow. She makes all her money from Apple and Disney. So she's bankrolling The Atlantic with money from China. That's where Apple does so much of its business. That's where Disney does so much of its business. It's so stunning, China's tentacles, and how much they're in virtually every corner of the American media. At the end of the day, owners of the massive media conglomerates want nothing more than to pat their bottom lines with that sweet, sweet commie cash, Marlowe added. The best-selling author further detailed these points in a Sunday piece, previewing how many of the newsrooms, including NBC News, ABC News, The Atlantic, Axios, and Bloomberg, and tech platforms that control the vast majority of the flow of information on the pandemic have deep financial ties to China, or would like to have them one day. Do you believe that any of these outlets, or politicians, were really going to dig deep to uncover the origins of the coronavirus, especially in an election year? Of course not. Because if they uncovered the truth, it just might be harmful for the business prospects of their bosses/benefactors. And of course, it might have helped Trump win. I list a number of other news outlets in Breaking the News with disturbingly deep ties to China, with Bloomberg being perhaps the most shockingly intertwined. Minnie Mike's mega financial news business breathlessly reported China's victory over COVID-19, uncritically accepting CCP propaganda on the issue, even touting China's economy during this time, suggesting the communist nation is heading toward world dominance. Absurdly, China topped Bloomberg's list of COVID-zero havens. As I reported in my dramatic opening bombshell from Breaking the News, Bloomberg News's parent company is subject to regulation by the Chinese government. Bloomberg News's own editors repeatedly met with Chinese propagandists to discuss how to present China to the world, among other issues. The CCP entity that controls Bloomberg's access, the SCIO, is the exact same office that is responsible for the regime's talking points. Notably, Breaking the News contains a deep investigation into Olbermann's former employer MSNBC. Its blatant biases, radical hosts, and clear connections to the radical left. Marlowe wrote, as with CNN, MSNBC's less public influencers are dedicated establishment Democrats. NBC Universal CEO Jeff Shell was a major bundler for the Obama campaign. In 2013, President Obama appointed him chairman of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which oversees Voice of America and Radio Free Europe/Asia. Shell's wife, Laura, was a heavyweight bundler for Biden. His sister is Dana Shell Smith, whom Barack Obama appointed ambassador to Qatar. She was held over into the early months of the Trump administration, only leaving after she had trashed the American president while she was overseas. Ultimately, as Marlo noted, MSNBC served as the ultimate media arm of the anti-Trump resistance. Breaking the news is available now.